that they're pretty similar in, you know, what you can offer. And I'm waiting to hear back on that. I think it's valuable, and we may get some response to that as this, you know, pandemic continues. What's more thankful than I'm thankful, what I'm more thankful for right now is that our rate of incidences are going down. That is very positive. I was on a briefing last week with the Oregon Health Authority of the numbers and metrics we need to meet to, you know, allow our children to get back to school in a safe manner. And we're getting closer and closer to that, depending on how quickly we get these numbers down. Connie, I appreciate your message, and I'll let you know that we all agree with you. We feel that Clackamas County needs to be independent, and we need to be able to help our businesses, you know, get back to normal. And so we are working on that, trying our best to make sure we can do it in a safe and healthy way.
That was State Representative Mark Meek addressing concerns from a Clackamas County community member about the potential for the county to progress in the reopening process separate from Multnomah County. Bob Stewart is the superintendent of Gladstone Schools. Stewart explained how the school district will be creating distance learning while still supporting the social and emotional health of students.
So schools are opening with comprehensive distance learning. That's the direction that we're headed. The data in our state is leading us in that way. That decision was made just a little over a month ago. And so school districts have been working hard to put ourselves in position to support our families at where families are. So in our district, we're offering comprehensive distance learning to any families that choose to be a part of that. We know that many families are concerned about returning at any time. If we were able to open, many families would not want their kids to enter school. So we offered a separate option for families, which was distance learning, which we contracted with a company to provide the curriculum. Our teachers will provide the grading and feedback to kids on how they're performing within that. And that's meeting the needs of a lot of families. And so that's kind of the general nature of what we're trying to do. How this is different from last spring is that, one, we've had time. We had no time in the springtime. If you remember back to springtime, the first order was we'd be out of school until April 1st. And then about 9 days later, we'd be out of school to April 28th. And then about 2 weeks after that, it was announced that we'd be out for the rest of the year. And we had a shelter-in-place order. So we didn't even have the ability to bring people together in any way to start to make any planning and support for kids and families during that time. We know kids are going to need a lot of support beyond academics. We're actively planning about how we're going to address and support kids' social and emotional health and wellness, and that doesn't just include kids. We have a lot of staff members, and we have a lot of families that have same concerns. We also know that parents are going to need different support than they've had in the past. We've actually established some different task groups, working with parents, working with staff, working with families to help determine what are the most pressing needs that people have and how can we step in and help on those most pressing needs. So from our standpoint, that's how we're approaching this. We've delayed the start of school for about 8 days. And the reason is that we're providing more training for our staff during that time so that they're more ready. So we actually start on September 16th, a Wednesday. And that will be our first day of school.
Well, I want to ask, you know, the state or the Oregon Department of Education came out with initial guidelines or procedures and requirements to open up, and has that been helpful in creating your plan to reopen? Has it been over prescriptive? What are your thoughts on that? Because I know, like, North Clackamas and Oregon City, they're all dealing with the same, you know, guidelines and requirements.
Yeah, the department's been very helpful. They've attempted to listen to school districts from all around the state, and recognizing that the school districts are in far different places, depending on where they are in the state. There are a number of school districts in the state that have less than 10 kids in the entire school district. And so their needs are way different than what the needs are for metro area school districts. So the department has tried to be very flexible and try to create opportunity for school districts to operate within in the rules. So initially it was all about hybrid and how do we bring kids in. We were actively developing our plan to bring kids in on 2 days a week, about half the kids at a time, to make sure we could have social distancing within classrooms. And then as the summer wore on and the infection rate kept increasing, then that needed to be changed by the department to set metrics that in the metro area, certainly, and in the majority of the state, it's not possible to bring kids into the school building at this time. And so I would say more than 90%, probably more than 95% of the kids in the state of Oregon will be opening in comprehensive distance learning.
That was Bob Stewart, the superintendent of Gladstone Schools, discussing the district's plan for rolling out comprehensive distance learning due to COVID-19. You are listening to KBOO News In Depth, where today we have been following the telephone town hall held by State Representative Mark Meek yesterday. Meek represents House District 40, which encompasses Oregon City, Gladstone, Johnson City, Jennings Lodge, and unincorporated Clackamas County. The town hall featured panelists from around the district who are leading the fight against and recovery from coronavirus. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You're listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jenny Okuyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about everything inside, outside, about KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers, our listeners, our members, you know, anybody who tunes that dial or clicks on the Listen Now button to your favorite radio station. So just a few quick announcements for tonight's episode of News for the Boo. First announcement is for our volunteers. It's for all our potential volunteers. Yeah, it's for our volunteers and people who maybe want to become a volunteer of KBOO, because starting yesterday, from September 1st through September 14th, we are accepting program proposals. We're calling it our program proposal drive. So if you have any interest in doing a public affairs show or a music show here at KBOO, this is your time, because you don't have to be a volunteer. You don't even need any radio experience. We just want people who are interested in doing radio and have a good idea for a program. So you can find that program proposal form on our website at kboo.fm/program proposal. And just fill it out. You're going to have to submit a 1 hour pilot with it. It doesn't necessarily need to be the most perfect, you know, FCC rules, all that stuff in place sort of thing. What we want to hear is, what do you sound like? And what do you have to say? And what is your idea for a show? Because that's what we are here to do. We're here to teach you how to make radio. And so we'll teach you all the finer details of that. So again, if you have an idea for a program proposal, kboo.fm/program proposals. I think you'll also find a link for that right on our front page of our website. Okay, now an announcement for our programmers. Just want to give a thank you to everybody who attended the recent JEDIB, the Justice, Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging Q&A sessions that we had for programmers recently. We'll be hosting another one in September. Check your inbox, your email inbox, for the next date. Also, we'll put it on our volunteer blog. And also, thanks for coming to the webinar we recently had for our volunteers regarding microphones with our chief engineer, Arthur. Arthur is going to be doing another class, and we have yet to announce that date. But it was a popular class, and I know people still have more questions. And so Arthur says that he's going to be trying to get to all those questions, talking about, you know, microphones that people can be using at home. So stay tuned for that. And for all of our members and potential members, you probably already started to hear it here on KBOO that we are in our fall drive right now. So I'm just going to make the plug for KBOO, my pitch for KBOO. So every drive, we always have a theme. For the fall drive, our theme is here for you. And I've been thinking a lot about like what that means for me, and I've been thinking a lot about like what that means for people, especially as one of the station managers. I'm always thinking, how can KBOO be there for everyone? How can we be here for you? And so when I think about that, I just think about how appreciative I am of how hard the KBOO staff and the KBOO volunteers are so motivated by wanting to make sure that the community, the larger Oregon, Portland, anybody who's tuning in from around the world knows that what we do is driven by a desire to amplify voices and to make sure that communities know that this station is here for you. So whether you're a listener or you're a volunteer or you're a potential volunteer, KBOO is here to support the community. And so we appreciate those who can support us right now on the financial side, because it's our members and our one-time donors, everybody who help us keep the lights on, keep that transmitter going, and make KBOO possible. You know, we don't have one big-time fancy donor. We have lots of members who contribute monthly, and all of that adds up to become the KBOO community. So thank you so much to all of our members. Thank you so much to everybody who's ever supported KBOO. And yeah, maybe it's your turn if you haven't before. It's time to join that community who knows that community radio is possible when it's powered by people like you. It's a good time to give right now, because every dollar that is given up to $10,000 will be matched through September 20th. So I'm always a fan of that. I know that's when I like to give to people, or at least that always incentivizes me to give, you know, to know that every dollar I give is going to get turned into two. So take advantage of that right now. And it's so easy to give. You just go onto our website, kboo.fm/give, or we always have that donate button that's right there at the top of our website. Well, it takes a couple minutes to just like fill it out, and you can make a one-time donation, or even better, become a sustaining member of KBOO. And yeah, help support your community radio station. I know I appreciate what it is to hear community voices and community perspectives. Especially in a time when, I don't know about everybody else, but when I read the mainstream media and how they are talking about Portland these days, I like tuning into KBOO because I'm like, well, that's refreshing to hear from locals about Portland, as opposed to the spin that always seems to be put on from, not Portlanders, we'll say that. So if you appreciate, you know, local reporting, I know you just probably just tuned in to the KBOO Evening News, appreciate that local community perspective, and you are able to financially swing it right now, then go over to kboo.fm, and yeah, we'd appreciate your support. Okay, well, that's all the announcements I got for this week's News from the Boo. Appreciate you all tuning in. You can always hear News from the Boo right here on KBOO Community Radio every Wednesday at 5:45. So we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
to KBOO Portland.
This is your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Before we get going with our programming, I want to remind everyone that you can donate today at kboo.fm/give. We aren't in the station to take your calls, but you can show your support by giving online. Support KBOO now, and your donation